Today, the Mass National Guard Army Band returns to Symphony Hall. More Grinchmas events at the Springfield Museums. The Veterans Cemetery will get their Christmas wreaths. Mickey D's bringing back its holiday pie. Debt collectors can now invade your social media and much more.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Friday, November 3rd, 2021. As holiday seasonal events, old and new, continue to hurtle along. So very much to do. Certainly impossible to do it all, but I do hope to bring you enough of a cross-section for you to select what you might enjoy. With that said, here's the weather. Mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today. Highs 40 to 44. And for Saturday, sunshine and clouds, a chance of flurries. Again, highs of 40 to 44. Let the holiday music fill Springfield Symphony Hall once again as the 215th Army Band of the Massachusetts Army National Guard is set to perform Sunday, December 5, upcoming at 2 p.m. in the Springfield Symphony Hall. Now, the concert is sponsored by Mercy Medical Center and presented by the Spirit of Springfield, and it is free. The 35-member musical ensemble will perform in small groups and as a concert band. There will be patriotic selections like Star Spangled Banner, Stars and Stripes, and the Armed Forces Memory, fife and drum selections, a brass band, and a party band. The concert band will perform Sleigh Ride with a holiday sing-along and more. Want tickets? They're available at Big Y World Class Markets in Western Mass and at One Financial Plaza, that's 1350 Main Street in Springfield, at the lobby security desk. The 215th Army Band of the Army National Guard remains one of the nation's finest military bands. And the 35-member group is under the direction of Chief Warrant Officer Stephen Martins. Grinchmas is jingling along at the home of the Amazing World of Dr. Seuss Museum. So here's what's happening now. Starting Saturday, December 4, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., right on through December 11, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., you are the elf in Santa's workshop. You can make your own gift to give a special loved one, complete with trimmings, including card and gift tag. The options will include magnet sets, photos and mosaic frames, and cup lanterns, free with museum admission. Here's some more activities. You can meet Santa from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring your Christmas list and your camera to meet Kris Kringle. You can meet everyone's favorite jolly old elf in the special exhibit Gingerbread Under the Sea. Every child of 12 and under gets to choose a gift while the supplies last. Not the supplies of children, the supplies of gifts. You can make a miniature snowball launcher. I love this. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Create your own catapult and load it with a white pom-pom. Take aim, boom, try to hit the target. And least we forget, you can meet the Grinch, the lovable curmudgeon whose heart grew three sizes, and he can get a high five or a hug from old Grinchy. The Friends of the Massachusetts Veterans Memorial Cemetery at Agawam have reached its goal from the public to help in providing a wreath at the headstone of every deserving veteran at the cemetery. Now, it does take about 8,500 wreaths to fill the entire ceremony, and the wreaths will be laid out during a ceremony on December 18th. A small world, getting smaller every day. Debt collectors can now slide into your direct messages as a way to get your attention about missed payments. New rules implemented by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau now allow collection agencies to email, text, and direct message people on social media to track you down about outstanding debts. There are limits. Debt collectors don't need your permission to reach out, but they must identify themselves and give you a way to opt out of being contacted online. The messages also must be private. For example, debt collectors can message you on Facebook but can't post on your public page or any other place that can be seen by your contacts. The rules clarify that before a collector reports a debt to a credit rating agency, they must attempt to speak with the borrower in person or wait at least 14 days after sending a letter or virtual communication, including social media contacting, before reporting. So many messages in advertising and promotion begin with this deathless phrase, just in time for the holidays. Well, here's another one. Just in time for the holidays, Mickey D's is bringing back its holiday pie. This is a vanilla custard-filled pie topped with a sugary glaze and festive sprinkles. The item, introduced over 2 decades ago, has since developed a cult following among McDonald's fans, thanks partly to its limited seasonal and geographical availability. As such, the limited-time offering is only available at participating locations in select regions throughout the U.S., according to McDonald's. A representative for the company declined to specify which markets exactly would be offering the pies, but Twitter activity suggests the treats have been spotted in Texas, Oregon, Ohio, California, Illinois, New York, and parts of New England. Parts of New England, maybe that means us. West Springfield firefighters are camping out in Mittenaig Park for their Homeless for the Holidays event, remaining for a total of 80 hours, collecting clothing, food, and new unwrapped toys. Members will be staffing the drive 24 hours a day until December 5th. Food donations will go toward the parish cupboard food pantry, while toys and other donations will help out the United States Postal System's Operation Santa. The Berkshire District Attorney's Office will host the 34th Annual Vigil of Remembrance this Sunday, December 5, 3 p.m., United Methodist Church in Pittsfield, to remember the victims of fatal drunk driving collisions. The annual candle lighting ceremony provides families an opportunity to reflect and honor their loved ones, spread awareness to deter others from driving under the influence, and reconfirm law enforcement's commitment to enforcing the laws aggressively. Now, the program features D.A. Andrea Harrington reading the names of each of the 53 Berkshire people who died in drunk driving collisions, while Massachusetts State Police troopers light candles for remembrance. High school students on the Berkshire District Attorney's Office's Youth Advisory Board will distribute programs, provide setup and cleanup support, and read poetry during the ceremony. John Sauer will perform a musical selection. Berkshire D.A. Andrea Harrington's office serves all 32 cities and towns in Berkshire County. Well, here's a save the date. Wednesday, December 8th, STIC invites you to get back to business at their annual career and transfer fair Wednesday, December 8th. Snow date is Thursday. Now, this event is free for their students, alumni, and friends who are searching for their next career move and are interested in learning more about 4-year college transfer options. Now, please note, all participants are required to wear a mask at all times while on the STIC campus. And the Office of Housing and the Springfield Redevelopment Authority are currently seeking licensed and insured gas heating contractors to work with the Heat Wrap program. Is this you? Are you a gas and heating contractor? You're looking for work? Well, the contractors would respond to no heat service calls and heating system replacements for residential properties in Springfield. It's hugely important. If you want to obtain additional information, you can contact Tim Skorka. And Tim's number is 413-787-6500. Boy, I'll tell you, you folks would really be vital personnel. There's nothing worse in the dead of winter than having a heating system fail, whether it's a house, apartment, or whatever, and not have anybody be able to come out. Ooh. Just the thought. Thank you for being with us on our program today. I wish you a terrific weekend. Happy Friday to everybody here in crazy time, otherwise known as the holiday season. Enjoy your weekend. Our next visit is going to be Monday morning, fresh up online at 6 a.m. and available on demand throughout the day. I'm Brad Shepherd for Pioneer Valley Radio, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.